The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, we are back.
Yes.
The spectrum outage,
which
seems to have occurred right down the street from us, got turned back on about, I guess, around 1:30 p.m., 1330 for military, yesterday, it had a story in the newspaper, made no sense, but then again, it was in the newspaper. So hey, welcome to today's show, and it is the 29th of October, a couple of days before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Halloween.
It is a couple of days before Thanksgiving, but let's just do one thing at a time.
Right.
One block.
7:05 in the morning in the news at the top of the hour, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We're really blessed.
When I get off a day like that, I have to be retrained.
I'm just telling you right now, but we're very blessed that we have great hospitals. We're in Reading, and we do have facilities, so that's great. We were at a dinner last night. We were talking about different being places in other cities where perhaps there isn't a great or a bigger facility when something, you know, dramatic or drastic happens. So, so let's go to Ben. Ben, good morning, our producer.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
You got some pretty, smart, what would you call them? What would be the term for just besides sneakers? There's gotta be like a hipper term.
No, just sneakers.
Oh no.
It's gotta be called foot conveniences.
Yeah, yeah. So they're super cool. Have you been watching the World Series?
Yes.
Okay, we too. We
didn't watch all the game the other night, but.
Need a way to get up, but who in the heck watched up 6.5, almost 7 hours of, oh my God, that was like.
We tried.
The adrenaline was just, I was a mess the next day.
So what's the weather looking
like? All right, guys, here we go with our forecast. It's going to be around 82 today. I'm telling you, yesterday was beautiful after what we've experienced, you know, with kind of dreary weather and kind of chilly bones. It was just felt so good to be out there and feel this, you know, warmth and kind of a skip in your step again. So 82, overnight lows of 54, clear skies, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 75, decreasing clouds on Thursday night with 51, 79 on Friday, and that is Halloween, by the way. Partly cloudy with a 54, so there might be little goblins in the sky. I'm not really sure. But Saturday, we'll have around 75, and Sunday, 77. Beautiful weather to ride your horse, clean out your garage, those last-minute things you need to do. I'm going to take the pads from outside that have been saturated, and I'm going to wrap them up in bags and put them under the house again, you know, our outside, patio furniture stuff. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out in Anderson, a three-generation business, the Kinney family, where they always strive to do extra discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, as we segue into our morning portion here, I'm very, very happy to have Carrie Growl on, the owner of Organic Pilates. And good morning, Carrie.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you.
I met you before, but I wanted to meet the woman that made my beloved cry.
Yes.
In a happy way.
In the best way.
The first time she went to your studio, she came home and she said, "Oh my gosh, I think I cried because I had such a release."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you were doing, whatever the things you do to them.
Yeah.
But when you've got machines called the reformer and the other one's spank your bottom.
People get a little nervous.
Okay. That's not one of them.
We're here, of course, Carrie, and you started this business. What, 6 years ago?
Yeah, 2019. Mm-hmm.
So congratulations.
Thank you. You reached
the five-year point.
Yeah.
And your classes have been expanding, and you've been superhuman with that. You've trained other experts in Pilates. Now, let's talk a little bit, because I know that this show, I did a show on a Thursday night, and I'm going to be rerunning that on this Thursday because it was fascinating. You know, we had you on, and then we had on the people from Chicks and Chops talking about how much money we raised at that luncheon for breast cancer or whatever, and it was just so good. I figured that's a good content for this Thursday since it is still October.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you give us a little bit for those, the morning show listeners. Joseph Pilates, the creator and the beginner of, that's why it's called Pilates. It's after him.
It's so diluted at this point that people just see the word Pilates and they think it's a thing.
Yeah.
But it was a man. It's a name. It's a person's name who created this modality. So, and he was a World War II, and he was rehabbing soldiers, and he took these hospital beds and fashioned the springs, and that's where, like, the look of the reformer came from, and that's why we work off of spring tension.
Tension.
Yeah, and he rehabbed, and he had this whole series of movements that he put together to get people stronger and healthy.
Right.
And then he moved to New York City and worked with the New York City Ballet, and it became very popular amongst, like, celebrities, and then it started to go mainstream, and then now it's just viral.
Insane. Well, when you think about the ballet, and if people don't really realize it's like anything else, we're watching, of course, a World Series, or you're looking at watching football, and you're thinking about the wear and tear on your body. It looks, oh, I can do that. But the way that your body has got to move, and the suppleness you must have.
Right, and the demand.
And the demand. Mm-hmm. So when you think about if you've been injured, and a lot of people, can I do that because my knee, I've had a hip replaced? Of course.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you do work in your class where you can... like, say if you've got a class you're teaching and there's a particular person on a reformer, there are these, like, a red, a yellow, a blue. We're talking about the tension of the springs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that person before they come in because every person has to go through a private before they join a class.
Yes.
So they're not just dropping it off the street and all of a sudden they've got their doing, doing this practice.
Yeah.
They are, and which I do, I think I really appreciate that. I mean, I know I really appreciate that.
Well, it's just so much more intentional. I mean, it's you're not just, it's not a drop-in. I mean, if someone's coming in looking for Pilates, I mean, you want to actually do that. So it's much more intentional when you have that private and you're able to learn, like, why are you here? What are your goals? Like, what are you looking for? And, yeah, it's been really successful having people come in for that initial private. And then I get to know the people. And they're not just a walk-in off the street, you know, that I'm never going to see again. Most people that come in are, they're staying. They're there. They love the movement. They're there for a reason. And whatever they're coming in for, like, we just work with them in the group. And, yeah, like, kind of like when you came in and you needed something in particular and you found that.
Right.
And, but you still work with a group. I mean, I'm working with seven different bodies in front of me at a time.
Right.
And everyone's there for a different reason.
All shapes
There's
and
such
sizes.
A beauty in it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, my testimony is that I was, you know, I was in the hospital, and when I came out, it took me months to go through. I had, like, a, you know, infection that went sepsis, and it took me months, and I just knew that I needed to move my body, and I didn't have the strength.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with you, and I felt that's when Carl said that I cried, because I had my hip flexors opened up, and that it's interesting in how I had this conversation last night too about how your body can hold tension that you're not even aware of.
Right.
That can be how you have chronic pain or headaches. And so you also, you know, encourage people to have a healthy lifestyle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So let's get into, before we take a break really fast, that you've got a special, and then we're going to come back and talk about the brand new, all beautiful Harmony and Organic Pilates moving to a fabulous building. But let's talk about your introductory, because I want everybody to know about this.
The introductory is, it's $99, and you get a 55-minute semi-private, so there's up to four students. And then you get two group classes after that. And it just gets you, you know, in the studio. You get to learn the reformer, how it works, what the intention of the springs are. And, again, just that whole conversation I have, or one of my instructors has, with people coming in, why they want to be there. And then those two group classes just really give you a feel for what a class is like and just what that feels like when you come in the studio.
And I'm sure there are people listening that think, I'm too old, or do you do a senior class where I don't feel like I'm with a 20-year-old that can be a bendy Barbie. can I, you know, so there's a lot of people that are thinking about
the, yeah, the Bendy Barbies.
Being a Bendy baby.
Bendy,
that's
baby,
right.
Bendy Barbie.
Well, you know, the thing I've noticed with you is when you come home from this, you know, from your,
practice,
yeah,
class,
is that you're feeling really good.
Yeah.
And the, you know, and that it, I mean, you've always been mobile and flexible, but you can tell that you're moving a lot easier.
Well,
and
yeah.
It's really, I mean, and then I watch these things really get the pro players,
yeah,
you know, pro athletes on this, and they're dying.
Yeah.
And they're going,
yeah,
you know, they're falling into it.
Yes.
And you're watching women of, you know, not 20-year-olds.
Right.
This isn't just for 20-year-olds.
All ages, right.
And the type of flexibility in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about going in there, but yeah, I realized that I would probably be,
there's something
be
for everyone.
Out.
I don't know. There's a spot for you, Carl.
Okay, there might
spot
be.
For you.
I
we
might
may
be.
Have to do a private. So
yes,
he's
we'll
like,
have to do
you
a private.
Yeah. Going like that, you know. Yeah. Anyway, we have to take a quick break in 7:15 in the morning here on the 29th of October, and we'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker tape designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
our morning
Free Fire
show.
Radio.
Hey, KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. How are you on this beautiful Wednesday?
It's going to be a great day out there, yeah. My friends. Hey,
also streaming on KCNR1460.com. We're live today.
Organic Pilates
with Carrie Grell.
Organic Pilates with Carrie. And we're talking about she's just opening up her – she's moved into this new this new atmosphere and a new building, and it's right down the street here, honey. You could walk there in 1 minute.
Well, the beautiful thing, Carrie, and I want to share to our listeners, is you've been over on Athens for since you opened your business.
Yes.
So you've been going on 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like either that time somebody says, I am so done, or what you're doing, expanding
yes.
into a new space. Growing,
yeah.
You've come up with where within the Pilates studios. Tell us about the other Harmony. It's called Harmony.
Yes.
Yeah, and you've rebranded.
Yeah, so basically, Harmony is an extension of Organic Pilates. It's a lifestyle store, so it'll have apparel, home goods, just odds and ends that just kind of fit just a lifestyle of how we live. So, and just things that I love that I want to bring to my clients and to people. So the store is completely separate. So you don't have to be a member or be anything with Organic Pilates. There's actually two entrances to the building. So Harmony and Organic Pilates, you can enter from California Street side. Organic Pilates will be able to enter from Center Street side. So that's kind of a flow, like in between the building. They're like, they're back to back. And so, yeah, and it's, I just saw this building, and the space it's quite large, and I am expanding the Pilates side, but I wanted to just add a little bit more to my retail. I've been a Lululemon retailer since a couple of years now, so I'm expanding that, and then I'm bringing in a couple other athletic wear lines and just kind of going with that, and it's a mood. It's a mood. You come in,
mood.
It's a feeling, yeah.
So we're talking about where the Napa building was.
Mm-hmm.
So there is another business that has just come in there that's beautiful.
Yes, Dustin's Curated. Yeah.
Yes. So you're in that behind that space.
I'm actually in the middle. So our two spaces, we have glass doors that adjoin our space. So during retail hours, you'll be able to go from her space to my space and just kind of flow. And then hopefully whoever ends up on the other side of me, glass doors as well. And then it'll be this whole shopping experience that people can have. And
wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Right, and you're going to be expanding. Right now you have 6 reformers?
I have 7.
7,
yeah,
okay.
My goal is kind of a thing for odd numbers, so I'm going to have 9. I'm
okay.
going to get 2 more.
All right.
Yeah. Yes. And
so it'll be 9 classes in a...
9 reformers, yes.
9 reformers, mm-hmm. excuse me, 9 reformers, which means 9 per people per class. And what
yes.
I like is that you're able to put an eye on each person
mm-hmm.
if they're doing a form.
Right.
Or they're perhaps, you know, scoot your butt down or get closer
just
to this.
The little
things
yeah.
that help you get the most out of the, if you call it a discipline or the
yes.
the movement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And then I also have my infrared sauna, and which is just a bonus for my clients to be able to use that and have that. And so there's a whole like space for that that's within the Organic Pilates side, and people could come in and use that as well. So just the whole wellness
right.
space.
How,
yeah.
Tell me, the infrared sauna, you know, looking on, different, looking it up, it's mm-hmm. say if you do nothing else besides exercise, it would be sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the benefits of sauna?
So many benefits. Stress relief, there's like, and within the actual unit that I have an Impulse, it's a Sunlighten is the brand, and it's far, near, and mid infrared. So some of the saunas, there's only one, but these have all 3, so it heats up differently depending on what you're doing. So there's pain relief, there's weight loss, there's, I don't know, there's like 6 or 7 different programs, and then you could do your own program depending on what your needs are. So, yeah.
So you're going to be moving, and we love this because we love to support local businesses here. We are, of course, you know, locally owned, so we don't, I hesitate very much to go on Amazon. I want to go
yeah.
in person if I can find something here locally. It's a little extra work to
yeah.
go into a store and try to figure all that out, but you can't go to Amazon to take care of your body.
Right.
You've got to, you know, And we're under stressful times.
Yes.
In our community and what's happening with our country, I'm sure everybody would say, trying to balance it all. And so I think that's a great introductory class. What question? I know Carl's got certain questions too about Pilates. He knows how he watches me.
Yes.
And that I've committed, I've been now with you for like 4 years. So, and that's a pretty big thing for me to stay. You know, into with,
to
a,
like something
with
enough.
And in that class.
Yeah.
With that teacher.
Yes.
And you got other teachers that I'm liking too, so.
Well, it's just like, it's just not for women. I mean.
No.
Got, and again, working flexibility and core.
Yes.
Is real big because everything comes from your core.
Yes, absolutely.
In my opinion.
And I have been getting more men in the studio. I have several classes that I have men in, and maybe we'll just have one class that's all men. Maybe that will happen. I just added just this last week. I just expanded my schedule. So now we're have Pilates 7 days a week. Every single day, even on Sundays. So.
That's just amazing. Yeah. I did take a Saturday class from you.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, yeah. So, it's 7 days a week, and you've got other instructors now that you've taught. So they know your...
Yeah, they went through certifications and then trying to just to fit within my culture and teach how I want them to teach in my space. So, it's been beautiful.
You'll have people of various degrees of ability.
Yes.
In one class.
Yes.
And how many can you have in one class? Seven?
Seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. So you've got seven, in this case with Linda, seven ladies that are in there. You've got some that can probably do everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On it, no matter how tough the exercise. And then you've got, you know, others that can't.
Right.
How do you balance that?
Well, you have to be able to, I just generally, the way that I teach is I teach to the highest level in the class and then I modify everyone else so that everyone is able to do the work. And then that person that's been there for 4 years or more, they're able to continue with their practice and get stronger, do the movements, whatever they consider is better. But it's really about being stronger, creating more flexibility. So just within those seven bodies, you have to be able to give, you know, Linda and then the person next to her, even though they have different abilities, the same class and scale it to both of them so they both feel equally challenged and successful at the end of the class.
Well,
so
that's what I was getting from what Linda was telling me is that no matter what your level is, whether you are, you know, could be an instructor or you're just starting, that it's the same machines.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same exercises. It's just your ability. You may not stretch out as far or be able to do as many reps.
Right.
But it still challenges everybody.
Right.
And it's still the same class.
And I got to say, I never feel injured. I feel sometimes, you know, like my parts of my muscles, I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
And like,
they're cooked.
Yeah, they're cooked.
You're like, I'm cooked.
And I'll get up in the next morning and I can definitely feel, but I've never in 4 years, and that's something I really want to say out loud, I've never been injured.
Nice. Yeah, you should never be injured from Pilates.
You can be injured working out, though, with weight.
If you don't have, you know, the right instruction, if the instructor doesn't know how to scale a class, if the instructor doesn't know how to use the tension,
Absolutely. Even if they're not, especially with the machine.
Right,
because the machine will, it's unforgiving.
Yes, definitely.
So,
and there's times that you just let yourself know, maybe because I'm older, is that my body doesn't want to do all of that today, so I will modify,
right,
and I'm
absolutely
okay because I have to listen to, maybe I'm fatigued, maybe, who knows?
Yeah, your body's different every day you wake up.
I didn't get enough nutrition, whatever, but instead of but still doing the practice.
Right.
Showing up.
Yes.
So I'm just excited that you're going to be expanding your business. You're in the downtown scene.
Thank you.
And hopefully everything's going to go according to plan and you'll be
for
open
December,
first Friday.
Yes.
And people could go in and see your beautiful space and the new things that you're bringing in, which you're constantly always bringing in. You've got now not just Lululemon, which is a whole other category,
right?
That you've got two, you know, some other different
clothes.
Yeah, it's a big
bringing
deal.
In the men's. I've had lots of requests, so we're having the men's line coming in as well, not just for women.
Well, you know, here's the thing: is just from observing this for 4 years, is that you're always happy when you come back from that class. Mm-hmm. You've been challenged, but you're always happy. And then she tells me, well, this is what we did. And I have really, you know,
like, okay.
She'll get it on YouTube and she goes, this is the reformer. This is what we did today. Oh no, except we did this. And, but you know, and it's great to hear somebody comes home. It's happy they've been working out and challenged.
I love that.
And all this. And that's what, you know, and this is just from an observer.
Right.
That's what Organic Pilates does. The new, your new space is right here on the corner of
California. Yeah, it's 1264 California Street. So I'm in between Theory and Curated, the long space in between.
Yeah.
And they've been redoing the building, and it's just
it's the old Napa Auto Parts.
Yeah,
we would never know. Napa
never know.
Well, congratulations, and it was really important for us to have you on today because why some people are stopping or quitting, you're expanding, and we see what's happening downtown, newness, the faith in the American dream, what it is to just like,
challenging.
And you create your space, people will come,
you
keep the positivity, and so that was infectious for us. And you've been that for me, so I wanted to make sure you could come on this morning. Thanks for missing a class.
I'll see you in class.
But thank you, Carrie Grau. We're talking about Organic Pilates and the new Harmony part.
Is there a website?
Yes, it's organicpilates.com.
Okay.
Yes.
And you can come in the studio. We've got a couple of those flyers that $99, which is a killer deal right now to be able to do a private and then two group classes with that $99 entry fee. So, yeah, good for you.
Thank you. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
I appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We were off yesterday because Spectrum had a big outage that appears to have been taking out the whole commercial district and parts of, parts of some neighborhoods close into town here. We got back on around, between 1:30 and 2:30 yesterday. So we missed being here. We had our guests lined up and everything. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's right, Jeff Worst. He's been doing this for, close to 30 years. He is truly the windshield whisperer, and he can fix your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. He brings it into a climate-controlled area, puts a special mixture on there, and then he guarantees his work. Don't take a chance with your family's safety and that windshield cracking while you're driving down the road. Get it repaired by a master repair specialist. That's Jeff Worst. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. The Fed's expected to cut the rates again. We'll see, I've listened to the stock market every morning, and it just keeps going up. And, a lot of it's the tech stuff. We're going to, I was at Simpson University yesterday for their Citizens Advisory Board that I've been a member of for years. And, a couple of things is, Simpson is, their growth has been amazing considering how many other colleges and universities they've watched the enrollment rate drop. Simpson keeps growing. And they're offering, so many different offerings here. This isn't a commercial for Simpson, but, when you see this but one of the things that came out yesterday, and we discussed this last night at dinner, was that, because we have Heidi from O2 Staffing is there, Rebecca Barr from Economic Development Corporation, and other, businesses are in there, is the lack of people with accounting degrees. And you can get in it, and it's, they've got a business program there, and part of that is the accounting thing. And CPAs. We had some CPAs last night at our
dinner.
It's just like a close group of friends that we get together. We try to do it every month, but, it goes every 6 weeks and sometimes every other month, whatever.
Whenever we can make it
happen. Whenever all of us can get together, which isn't easy with this group. But, the CPAs in town, and this was, they talked about it during the meeting at Simpson. They're not taking clients. They're just chocked. And talking to our friends, Lori and Rick, that there's a gap here. You know, a lot of people did not get into it, and now there's a big gap. And CPAs, there's just not enough.
Mm.
And, you know, our nephew,
right?
My daughter's son.
Your sister's son.
I'm sorry, my sister's son.
Right.
My nephew.
Right.
Is a chief financial officer for a hospital. And he's moved to several different hospitals in this group. You know, he always gets to a bigger one.
He's a
young man.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a CPA.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found that interesting, that something like an accountant, how hard it is to find them.
Right.
And then it came out with HR. HR is another field that people are really, you know, because of the HR laws and so many things. And then we have a sister-in-law who did HR for the largest law firm in Sacramento.
Right.
And hearing her stories on the things they have to do with compliance, and she was the one that fired people. And you know, one day fired three lawyers out of one of their offices who were just not doing, you know, just not cutting the mustard, as they say.
Right.
But all of these are jobs that you don't think about, but they're very well-paying jobs. And there's nobody out there doing it. So, you know, do we need an accounting certification, a 2-year course, maybe at Shasta College, or added into something that Simpson's teaching? You don't think about it. But when you have people at the table yesterday, it was really a cross section of the businesses and, you know, everything from, attorneys to, loans to real estate to, you know, EDC, you know, Mike Mangus is there, you know, for Channel 7. I'm there, you know, for our station. So it was really interesting to hear the comments that people were making about that. So
did you discuss, because I know we did last night, and I, you know, like this whole the facility for our mental and the loan.
That
and
came
there was,
up.
And we, you were talking about, we heard the pros and the cons. It wasn't like we wanted to have an argument about it. We're just what we hear. And so
I talked to people that had something to do with it.
Yeah, you know? And I would really love it. Maybe we could use this time, Carl, to have people call in and talk about what their feelings are. But maybe you can start. I mean, this is not a plan. We haven't planned this in our morning show, but I think it's really important because it's something that's very topical. It does affect our community. The fear for some of the people, from what I understand, is that when people are brought in, because we are Shasta County people, there are 11. How many counties?
We're a hub.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are a hub here.
And so the fear or the concern, from what I understand, if you were to put it in a nutshell, is that people are afraid if they come here and to go through these programs, or if they're going to stay here. And so isn't the whole idea is that we're trying to get people to get better, to help them go through programs to get better so they can go back into society and be able to
function.
Thank you. I mean, there was 5 or 6 words I wanted to say, but to be able to have life skills where they can get back into society and be part of a citizen, a real citizen.
Get on medication, get on counseling or
stuff.
I mean, we send out...
You're always a citizen, but I mean...
We send out 300...
An active
over
citizen.
380 people are sent south for treatments. And, you know, they said you had the guys that voted no were saying that we'll be on the hook for 30 years once this thing is built for, I'm not sure for what, for payments. But according to the organization that builds, he said the only charges you're going to get is for people you send to the facility. And, but then the fear is all these other towns and cities are going to be coming down here and putting their people in it, and then they don't know what's going to happen. Well, the vast majority of the people that are being seen, from what I understand, have families, you know, and, you know, their children, they're adults too, but they've got family that, you know, they they take them to be treated and, you know, get them back into, you know, into being able to be in society. So there's a lot of questions here. And to my thing is they had one day on a last Friday and the letter was supposed to go out yesterday. Well, it's a letter of opposition to it. Now, what's that mean? It means they can still go forward with it, the organization, but the state gives grants. And this could be one of those things the state says, oh, well, Shasta, you know, Board of Supervisors is against it. Well, let's just give them the money, you know, make their lives tougher. But I don't see it like that. I need to find out more about it. You know, I've talked to Kimberly Johnson, and I've talked to Kevin Cry. Heard both sides on it. I mean, I can see where they're coming from, but there's got to be somewhere in the middle here that I think there's some mistaken, mistaken beliefs about what this is going
right.
to be.
That's what,
you know. Here's the thing is we have people with mental problems, and if we're sending 380 of them to Sacramento, I mean, the children that are going there, we just had a lady on Ginger came in and said there was a 8-year-old that tried to kill himself, and it's taken, and his appointment to be seen is a year out. There's something wrong there.
Right.
And I mean, so do we need more mental health facilities? Absolutely. Everybody agrees on it. So what is, you know, I've got to find out more. And I think that behooves all of us to find out more what this means and what is the biggest problem with it being here. So, there was a protest out, you know, about 100 people out protesting about the vote, 3-2, on 3-2, Cry, Kellstrom, and
Jones.
No. No.
Sorry.
I'll get it in a second. Yeah. Corky Harmon.
Yeah.
And then and 4 was Long and Plummer. So we'll see what this means and what kind of impact it will have. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, super selection of jewelry. I always know when I go there and talk to Rebecca or Henry or Leonard that they are going to lead me in the right direction to find them to some jewelry. And
I'm thinking about
never
going
been
in there.
Wrong. Never
no, I just
been
need
wrong.
To go in there. I was thinking about it yesterday. I was in the area to go just have just to take my rings. Will you please clean them and look at them? And they will do that. So you can, you know, if you're wearing your jewelry a lot, you're banging around and you're working in the house and you're doing gardening and all these things that we talk about, I don't take my rings off. So, you know, that loosens stones. That also, like, if you've got your prong, it'll loosen up. Yeah. So
you don't want to lose a dime.
You don't want to look down and go, oh my gosh, what happened? So, you know, it's like anything else.
And then
take it in.
And watch the dog swallow.
Yeah.
No. Voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. They're just really good people. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:52 in the morning here on the 29th of October. 53 degrees out there. We didn't get a chance to talk yesterday because of the outage from Spectrum. But we stayed up Monday night figuring we were going to watch. We don't watch baseball. We just don't. But we got into the World Series here. And, of course, the first game we watched lasted 18 innings, which we couldn't watch because we were just, you know, asleep. I think I made it to the 16th, and it was like 11:30, and I thought, okay, that's it. So
there were so many memes
and
the next day about, like, I need to have a permission slip from my boss that I'm a World Series, like a permission slip, like, and it shows people,
you know, they're laying with their head down.
Yes.
And so not having to be perky yesterday might have been an asset there. So we watched it, you know, so we recorded the game last night and came in and, you know, you can fast forward through it. But you know, that the game on Monday was just, it set so many different records and things. And this guy Ohtani, the pitcher hitter from LA is just a remarkable athlete, but he looks like, just the things he does and the stories they tell about him, he seems like one of those unicorns, that he is truly a really nice guy that just happened to be paid $700 million to play a kid's game. But they've also got another pitcher from Japan, and there are two other pitchers from Japan there, that are on the team. But, Last night we watched Toronto just trash them, beat them something like 6 or 7,
yeah, that
7
was
to
big
1.
One.
And Ohtani was pitching. Now here's Ohtani the night before, 6.5 hour game, and was there the whole time. And then came out yet last night to pitch. Well, he's probably not at the top of his form, and I think he left like in the fourth or fifth inning. But so they're playing again tonight. I think the, you know.
Okay, so.
But last night it was over, you know, in 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
So when you think about the fact, I was talking to you about this morning. When you think about the fact, we're talking about elite sports. Your body, that long period of time of the adrenaline, and you would know this being probably like, okay, is it comparative to being at war?
No, it's
well,
not comparable, but the adrenaline.
You've got to be up. Okay, so all that time, first of all, you're in a World Series. So you're up in this intensity. And they go for it almost to 7 hours. We were talking about the organist last night. The organist deserves to get some kind of award because he played for 7 hours.
They said he's the MVP. And
there was no relief.
He just kept playing. He started playing in the 14th inning, the never ending story.
But okay, so my point is that when you think about all the players, 7 hours, that's what we saw. But you know, you got the before and the after. You know, you're now it's midnight, and then you have to do the press afterwards. So his teammates call him an epic sleeper. Epic sleeper. Yeah, this is, I was reading an article that he sleeps 12 hours. And they talk about that during the games when the commentators are saying he loves to play baseball and sleep.
We're talking about Ohtani.
Yeah, but when you think about anybody and your body and you've had that adrenaline.
Yeah.
And you don't have a day. And you're doing, like, I'm talking about him specifically because you're doing two positions. So last night it was like the first hour or two of the game was just, he was at the bat, he was pitching. After a while, I don't care who you are, you've got to have some downtime for your muscles, your mind, to be able to go to that place where you can rest and recoup before you go out for the next huge. So, you know, but I mean, it's a lovely game to watch, the competitiveness. I love that.
Okay. Now, Halloween's coming, my friends, and there's two things.
Ben, you've been watching. Hold on. Ben, you've been watching. So what? Are you a fan of either? Are you a baseball fan in general?
Yeah, I'm a baseball fan.
So what are you thinking so far?
I'm kind of mad that my team's not in the World Series.
Who's your team?
Cleveland.
Okay.
The Guardians. I'm from Ohio, so.
Oh yeah.
I represent, you know, the Ohio team.
Well, you have the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. we have the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh.
So,
yeah, well,
and,
they're number one right now in college football. In fact, they could probably give a professional team a tussle on the field, I would imagine. Some of the pro teams.
Maybe.
It's, you know, but they're at such a different level.
They really are. But back to baseball, yeah.
Yeah.
I just like to see good games, especially in the World Series.
Right.
And games like the other night, you know, that's a... You know, you dream for that.
Yeah.
To see something like that in a World Series.
Yeah.
I mean.
And people were still there. The stands were still full.
With kids.
And yeah, kids were, they're out. And, but I tell you what, they got out of there quick too. When the game was over, that place emptied in like 5 minutes. Okay, Halloween's coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about Halloween. However, Linda just read an article that they at a parade they were throwing out Halloween candy and they found some needles in it. So here it is. I haven't heard of any of that around Reading, but parents, you need to check out the candy. You know, it used to be that, you know, people just reach in and take popcorn and all that and apples. And so then all this weird stuff started happening. So you started buying the, you know, the small individually wrapped servings. For kids, it's remarkable if there are people that are sick like that.
Yeah, and I just
out there, yeah. But the
So I don't know if you have a metal detector, or I don't know if there's a place. If somebody knows of a place that you could take the bag of candy, if that's what you're going to do. A couple other things. Reflectors on your children or their bags or any of that reflectors. Make sure the costumes aren't long so they don't trip. Another thing is that they're, you know, their hoods, just, you know, and if you are going to let trick-or-treaters come to your house, make sure it's well lit, the pathways. You don't want any injuries.
What about the people that hide and then they scare the little kids?
And then
their little costumes have little pee marks on them.
Yes.
because some adult is getting off on this. I mean, I've seen some, you know, she's sitting there and the little kid reaches out for the, candy. The figure all of a sudden steps, you know, comes at him. Little kid's running, screaming down the street, you know, and the parents trying to round them up. We went out the other, we got to run. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
$50 billion investment package in the U.S. to include cash payments and shipbuilding cooperation. Also, U.S. tariffs on South Korean cars will be lowered from 25 to 15%.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says tomorrow Mr. Trump will meet with Chinese President Xi. The two leaders expected to announce a U.S.-China trade pact. From east to west, Hurricane Melissa tearing a path across Cuba, and now is a Category 2 storm after pounding Jamaica as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record.
Hurricane Melissa made landfall overnight in Cuba as a Category 3 hurricane. Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Melissa isn't as strong as when it pummeled Jamaica, but it's still powerful enough to generate a storm surge of up to 12 feet.
Correspondent Donna Warder says once it's done with Cuba, the storm will cut a path across the Bahamas. A local mayor says 25 people have died in southern Haiti after a river swollen by the hurricane burst its banks. The head of the World Health Organization says more than 460 people have reportedly been killed in a hospital in Sudan's western Darfur region, overrun by Sudanese paramilitary forces over the weekend. Israel says the Gaza ceasefire is back on track after overnight airstrikes prompted by the killing of an Israeli soldier. Israel says it will honor the ceasefire but will retaliate for violations of the agreement by Hamas. Stocks rallying on Wall Street. The Dow is up 253 points. The Nasdaq trading 139-pointer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Todd Nettleton, who is the voice of the Martyrs radio host, he's traveled to all these restricted nations for over 20 years and met these courageous Christians, and he's written a book, When Faith is Forbidden, 40 Days on the Front Lines with Persecuted Christians. We want you to check it out. You can request a free copy by calling 844-463-4059, or you can visit vom.org/unashamed. Check it out. You will be inspired by this book.
Elon Musk has launched Rockipedia, a crowdsourced online encyclopedia that the billionaire seeks to position as a rival to Wikipedia.
Musk announced on social media that, quote, Rockipedia.com version 0.1 is now live. He was also quick to promise further improvements. The site aims to present what it calls the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Rockipedia currently has a minimalist layout with a search bar and claims to have more than 885,000 articles. Some reports suggest Rockipedia uses AI to generate content. If so, that differs from Wikipedia, which relies on volunteers. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump acknowledges he cannot run for a third term, citing constitutional limits. Quoting Mr. Trump, "I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad." His comments came after House Speaker Mike Johnson said it would be impossible for Mr. Trump to keep serving as president, explaining that the 22nd Amendment prevents a third term. Townhall.com. It's part of the fallout from the ongoing government shutdown.
25 states and the District of Columbia are suing over the suspension of food stamp benefits amid the ongoing government shutdown. They're asking a federal judge in Massachusetts to order the Department of Agriculture to provide benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for November, including by tapping into contingency funds to ensure the assistance continues to flow. Food stamp payments are provided to roughly 42 million people nationwide.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The Federal Reserve is expected to cut its key interest rate later today in a bid to bolster the job market and encourage hiring. There's speculation the Fed may signal another rate reduction is on the way before the end of the year. Cutting rates helps consumers by bringing down the cost of borrowing for mortgages and auto loans. So far, there's been only one rate cut this year. More on the story, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And Carl and Linda Bott here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Yes, today is Wednesday, the 29th of October, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's here. Do we have a national day?
Yeah, it's National Cat Day.
Oh, Cat Day.
Not Black Cat.
Nope, just National Cat Day.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Or it's National Oatmeal Day.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Or Hermit Day. Pick your poison.
Well, you could say that you're a hermit eating oatmeal with a cat on your lap. You got it all covered.
Yep.
Weather, 82 today, sunny skies, mostly clear, overnight lows of 54. How are you today? I hope you're going to have this a beautiful day and be happy about this forecast. Tomorrow calls for 75, mostly sunny. Decreasing clouds on Thursday night with overnight lows of 51. Friday is calling for 79, mostly sunny. We've got a beautiful weekend forecast. For those of you who go out with your kids on Halloween, Friday night's going to be about 54, but we've got a warm day on that Friday. Saturday calls for 75, and remember, we turn the clocks back. I believe it's on Sunday, the 77th. It's going to be 77. Beautiful Sunday. Monday's calling for going back down around 74, and Tuesday we go back to chance of shower. So enjoy this, you know, this beautiful forecast to be outside and do your whatever you've got to do to clean up your chores. And perhaps this is the time to put things away and get ready to for really the winter season. So we've been blessed with this beautiful forecast for these next few days. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts all the time, supporting our community in beautiful ways. The Kinney family, three generations strong. 365-3793.
They want to build some more housing out there for the Peak subdivision in the Quartz Hill area. And this has caused a lot of consternation with people that are already up there. Well, last night at the Reading Planning Commission, about 100 people showed up. Many of them did not want the project, and for one reason or another. And the administrators there, the commissioners, that they struggled trying to get through this, but in the end, they approved sending the project to council. And the big thing is, you know, when the car fire went through Quartz Hill, there was loss of life, other things, but, and they were worried about, well, look, you put 120 houses up here, and I think that's what they said. Yeah, 120 proposed homes. They're worried about being able to get out. Now, the city traffic people were said that both found impacts of the 120 proposed lots for homes would have a negligible impact on traffic and would only add at most 6 minutes to any evacuation effort. I'm not an expert, but when you start doing things on the computer. I guess maybe we shouldn't have watched that movie the other night, The Lost Bus.
Oh, man. Why?
If you've not seen that movie, it's based on an absolutely true story where, in this case, it was McConaughey. What's his name? Matthew McConaughey. And he's a bus driver that picked up a load of kids and a teacher. Now, it was, you know, in real life, it was two teachers, but for the movie, it was just one teacher. And literally had to get those kids, 23 kids, and the teacher and himself to safety. And, I mean, it was just a...
This is in paradise.
Yeah, just a gut-churner there. I mean, yeah. In the... I don't know if I should tell you how it ends, but it didn't end bad. However, what they did have, though, was real footage of people trying to get out of paradise. Mm. And then on the side roads and having to use side roads and everything. And, you know, of course, 86 people, I think 86 people died in paradise. Where the experts are saying, no, this shouldn't have any impact on it. You've got the residents that live up there disagreeing totally with this. In the area that city wants to develop is considered non-insurable, said one man. We're on the California Fair Plan on Spinnaker. You cannot get regular insurance. And that's interesting. Some cited insurance and ecological issues. Others pointed to issues where traffic that they already see without the added homes. And many mentioned the trauma caused by the car fire. I drove through a tornado, one man said. We need more egress. However, the city staff from several departments pushed back on the idea the project itself is not viable or would put people in danger. They emphasized the conditions seen during the car fire were extreme and unlikely to repeat. Now, when I hear that, unlikely to repeat, it was at the end of a long drought. The houses had not been hardened. The area around them hadn't been hardened. And I can understand that, but to, you know, say that, oh, this is something that you're not going to see all the time. It's like the 100-year flood, and all of a sudden you get, you know, 2 in 5 years. Anyway, one of Redding's fire marshals who attended the meeting to answer questions pointed to data showing that development would decrease fire danger overall thanks to hardening measures. It's a really nice-looking model for what a community in a severe high threat should look like, construction feature-wise and design. No one can defend against a tornado of fire. No one. And that's absolutely true. I think it comes down to it is that, when you know, that I understand where the Quartzsville people are coming from. They're afraid that you could put 120 more homes up there. That's another 120 vehicles. They have to get out if it's under a severe fire danger. But see, staff, the only way you could get everybody out, you know, immediately is to make it look like a Los Angeles freeway, which they're not going to do up there. Oh, it's a tough question. I can understand where the commissioners were having problems with it. And they encouraged the residents to reach out to city council with concerns. Explaining that because the developer is the city themselves, the city council can make major changes in the stipulations residents have been asking for. So, we'll see. But that's kind of a, you know, when you start seeing housing projects in areas, you have to ask yourself. See, to me, if you put another 120 houses out there, you've taken back brush in those areas. And if the homes are constructed correctly of the right materials, I can understand, you know, okay, that lessens the fire danger in that area, but then what happens if? Can you get those people out of there? Is it going to be 10 years from now or, you know, 12 years from now, all of a sudden another car fire hits and you're going to find out if you're right or wrong? Yeah, because it's going to take that long, you know. Hopefully that will never happen.
Well,
right or wrong?
I don't know. When we think back on what happened here, I mean, we have friends who were like looking at the fire NATO right outside their house, like, wow,
they watched it jump the river.
It's not believable. Yeah. You can't believe what's happening. It's like watching an act. You can't believe it's happening in front of you. You've never experienced anything like that. How can it jump? How can it turn into its own force of...
A farnado.
Like a farnado, a firenado.
Yeah.
And...
That's why it's going to take 10 years from now, if we have another one like that, we'll find out who was right. Unfortunately, those people in Quartz Hill are... They're the object that's being bet on right now. The families up there, that, you know, the city is saying no, it's not going to be a problem, and people up there saying, hey, we went through this, we think it is going to be a problem. Hopefully we'll never find out. Hopefully we'll never find out. Maybe in 10 years we'll have drones filling the skies, each of them dropping 500 gallons of water all over the place, which I can see that happening, that you've got drone pilots and a number of firefighting drones that are just constantly hitting the river or swimming pools or Lake Shasta and coming back and just drop. And you can have 10, 15, 20 of them out there. I think you're going to see things like that.
Well, we're in an election countdown, too. So let's talk about that when we get back.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And Judy Maxwell started her business back in 1993, and she's been helping our community ever since then. It's all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions, financial management and insurance. With all the things, you know, we're just talking about insurance here. People can't get insurance. Well, Judy's there to help you find insurance, whether it's business, home, medical, any of those. She's there. And what about retirement plans and 401ks? You know, stock market's going up, but the gold's going up, amazing amounts for gold and silver now. So what about a second opinion on your retirement plans or 401ks? Business owners, about your plans. Judy's offering a free review and evaluation of your plans, be they retirement plans or your insurance plans, by just giving her a call at 530-221-0441. And we have insurance with Judy Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and she's always done a great job for us. 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And share a ticket to our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing 3 fire stations. Roads will crumble and 9 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from
City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
There you go. You know, yesterday, Ben, you know, yesterday was meh Tuesday, which explains why Spectrum went down, because it was exactly meh Tuesday. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Get care now for non-life-threatening emergencies. Use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time. You know, if non-life-threatening, that's the thing, is when you sign up for it by going to ShastaRegional.com and clicking the Get Care Now tab, they're going to ask you a few questions to make sure that it's something you can wait for. But then why not wait at home, then go into the emergency room to be treated? That's called Get Care Now. It's offered at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just go to ShastaRegional.com and click the Get Care Now tab. On the phone, we have Dr. Paul Danuka. Good morning, Dr.
Good morning.
Dr. Danuka.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to talk with you.
Well, there's so many
your
things.
Audience.
Well, yes. There's so many things. This is the man we trust our colons with.
and to also to be to help run our city.
And help run our city.
No. My Which reputation is... precedes me.
Hey, Dr. Danuka, there's so much going on in this budget thing. It's literally, you've got a member of the city council is saying that things that are being reported on aren't, you know, it's not the whole story. There's, things being left out, things that just aren't true. What's going on?
Well, you'll hear a lot of things, but here are the hard facts. The hard facts are that we passed a budget recently, and we were very conservative in our approach to make sure that we limit our expenses as much as possible. Here's the reality. The city of Reading does have a structural budget problem. We bring in less revenue than we spend, and then the staff tries to backfill it with the grant applications, which is not a long-term sustainable model, because a lot of these grants come with the strings attached, which we as a community don't like to see. So what do we do? So what we are trying to do is reduce our expenses and increase our revenue. And I've asked to look at all the areas to reduce our expenses. Now, let me explain to you this part and to the audience that majority of city Reading revenue is earmarked for what we call enterprise fund for Reading electrical utilities and all those things. But then we're talking about general fund. General fund, almost 80-85% of it goes towards two things, police and fire. 15% or less is left over for other things like roads and parks and recreation and civic and everything else. And the general city government functions, the planning and the permitting and everything. So we have really a narrow margin of error there. And that is a very unsustainable situation because we don't have money for the road, fixing the roads. Unless you cut down the police and fire, which no one wants to do, we do not want to do that. So they try to get the grants for the roads, but see the result, what happens? State will put some strings attached to that. For that reason, those grants come with a dictate from the city, from the state, that you have to make more bike lanes. You have to reduce the car lanes. And that is not something which our community can work with. But that's the only option we have to fix the roads right now, because we have a large road network for our population. So how do we fix that? I see that we have to control our expenses as much as we can, but also we have to increase our revenue. Revenue comes from economic growth. So I'm advocating for making the city easier to do business, creating some new economic engines here so that we can grow our wealth here. Now, going into the past about what you are talking about, one of the city council members' questions is about the past budgets. Between 21 and 24, there were several raises given to the general city staff, but also to the executives, which have become very contentious. And I can see why. What happened is, after the pandemic in 2021, city got a bump in the sales tax revenue. It was 16% bump. And going forward, they projected that this revenue will keep rising by 6% or so. Guess what? Good times don't last. Based on that projections, they gave the higher raises, which if I were there, I would not have done it. I am a fiscal conservative. I believe in sustainable approach to the planning and budgeting and making a promise which we can sustain. So those raises happened especially during 2022 and 2023. Now, we as a new council are left holding the bag. Now, some of the council members were there in those times. I was not there. The problem is you can't go back in time and change that, what happened two or three years ago. I cannot do that. Nobody can do that. What we can do is look forward. So that's what we are trying to do right now.
Well, you know, consistently, our, you know, after that one bump because of all the funding that came in here, hasn't the tax revenue been going down?
That's right. And that's why they're feeling the pain.
But now they're saying that they think it's, I mean, are they still, I mean, when you project out for the budget, are you still projecting, you know what, we're not going to have as much money next year or the year after that as we do this year? Are we looking at that?
Yes. So what happened is when we were trying to build a budget for the next 2 years, city staff initially proposed, because sales tax revenue is the biggest source of revenue for the general fund, and the second one is property tax, the third one is TOT tax, so the smaller percentage. So they were asking the council, should we project rise of 3%, 4% every year? Initially, the council wanted to adopt a little bit higher projection. However, I and the staff wanted to project higher. However, I advocated for a very conservative approach of we should not project more than 2% rise because that's the federal fund target inflation rate. So that's, I fought for conservative projections and they agreed to reduce the rise rate to 2%. Now, whether the 2% will materialize or not, we don't know. It may come down, it may come higher, it may be stable. How this works is state collects all the sales tax, whatever sales tax we pay. State collects all the sales tax, and they send us a small percentage of that. Most of it stays with the state. in the current structure. And we wouldn't know that until the beginning of the next year, because that's when they will give us the money back. So right now there is no way for us to predict that. But we have, in our current budget, we have adopted finally a very conservative approach of not rising more than 2%, which is the target inflation rate from federal government.
Well, is the budget going to be balanced then?
So, yes. So that's why when we have the budget right now, we have projected that we have going to be, you know, this is the expenses, this is the expenditure,
right,
and the revenue. And there are some grants that are coming in. So absolutely, at this point, we do believe the balance budget is going to be balanced.
Okay. We're here with Dr.
But of course, with that comes with a caveat that nobody has a crystal ball. This budget is a prediction. And we want to project a conservative budget. Of course, we don't want to cut the services completely completely choke off our fire and police and road services.
Well, no. I mean, you've got to maintain your fire and your public safety, but the roads need to be taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to take a quick break here.
Sure.
This portion of the show brought to you by my friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop, where I ran in there Monday and got like 12 pounds of hair cut off my head. And this is a great barbershop, my friends. I found it when I moved here back in 07, and I've been going there ever since. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. It's right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway. Remember that. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And I make appointments just by calling them at 530-244-9478. So, I go in there and get my hair cut and grow out or hang around, catch up on National Geographic and Car and Track. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul DeMuka.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former mayor of Reading, encouraging you to vote no on Measure A. The city of Reading gave huge raises in 21-22 with one-time funding and the whole time knowing that sales tax was short. Now the city is $8 million behind and they want you to bail them out. Take a look at who is financially supporting this tax increase and who will benefit from it. I say no on Measure A. The city needs to balance their budget, but not on the backs of taxpayers. I'm Patrick Jones, and I paid for this ad.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swag to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you can win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR.
All right. That 14. Was kinda...
Did you just cut it off, or are we
cool.
broken?
No, I cut it off by accident.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
Something to believe in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Believing in something. 82 degrees will be our highs today with our overnight lows of 54. We have a beautiful forecast ahead of us with Thursday being 75. Halloween night, if you're out and about, it's going to be around 79. Overnight lows of 54. Saturday, 75. And Sunday, 77. Forecast for this week is... those beautiful, warm fall days.
Yep.
Yes.
Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, Marine Corps ball. Marine Corps birthday. 250th birthday of my beloved Corps. We sold out.
Sold out.
With a month to go. I'm getting phone calls. So we opened up more tables. So we've opened up a total of 50 more seats. All we can stuff in there. Not stuff, that's not the right word. So we opened up 50 more seats. My friends, there's 18 left. 18 seats left. And if you want to go to the ball with us this year, just go to Eventbrite. And renting and get your tickets. And like I said, we just, you know, and I'm calling, Wind River today and tell them this is our number.
Yep.
So, man, it's going to be a gala affair, and you don't have to be in the military.
Me.
You don't,
what?
Huh? You don't have to have been in the military.
I want a table.
Oh,
okay. Oh, a table?
Yes.
Okay. Go to Eventbrite.
Yeah, we can.
Reading, California, down. You might be able. We'll find one for you, Dr. Danuka.
Well, thank you.
It's November.
It's November 10th
now.
It's a Monday night.
It's a school night, but everybody's will probably be done by 9:30.
Yeah, we'll be done by 9, and the next day is Veterans Day. So it's usually a holiday for most people. So anyway, our guest is Dr. Paul Danuka, City Council, and we've been talking about the budget. And with looking at this budget, it's got planning on a 2% growth in income, I guess you would say, coming into the city, which is a conservative one the government uses and all that. But are we going to have enough money then with that 2%, you know, estimate? And that's all it is an estimate, because you don't know what, nobody has a crystal ball here. If it's a 2%, does that give us enough to cover what we need for the city to continue to go on?
Actually, it doesn't. Frankly, it doesn't. because, as I said, most of our general fund goes to the police and fire, and staff has done a good job trying to tighten the belt. Of course, we can do it more also. We can tighten our belt also, but then you have to decide, what do you want to give up? Do you want to give up on roads or police or fire, or you want to give up on parks or Little League Dreams field? For example, Little League's Dream Field was going to shut down, so city had to come in and rescue that. And you can always go into the history that, oh, it should have been managed better in the past. I completely hear you. But the question is, there is a structural problem. We got to figure out, how do we grow our revenue, or how do we cut our cost? There's a limit to what we can cut. So my idea is to grow the economy, build the business confidence, make it easier for businesses to grow and thrive here and attract them here, build more, like my, you know, what I've been trying to do is, you know, building medical education, healthcare education that can bring a lot of talented people from everywhere, can bring, they pay high tuitions to come and study here, and they can come here and help grow the economy. So we can do all those things. But in the short term, the reality is, if you cut your services too much, if you let your road become bad, if you allow the crime to fester, or petty crimes to fester, or if you do not have enough fire services, like a fire station number 9 that needs to be built, if you don't do that, then we're going to also lose certain value in our quality of life, and also the businesses will be less likely to be coming here or growing here. So we have to find a right balance. And, you know, that's why we will work with whatever citizens give us. There is a citizens' initiative to put the sales tax on the ballot by increasing it 1 cent. Now, this is completely a citizen-driven initiative. I am absolutely sure that our public will make the best decision in the interest of all the people. And whatever is the outcome, I can make a pledge that I will absolutely abide by the initiative language as well as spirit. In a letter and spirit, I'll follow it. I'm not going to change the allocation, if it passes, to anything else.
Well, I think that's one of the problems when I hear from people that are opposing this, and I'm surprised that some of the people I've heard opposing it, is that they think it's just giving you all more money to give higher salaries.
Well, first of all, I mean, let's be very clear. City council people, we each get $600 per month.
Not you guys.
No, I understand what you're saying, but for the, for just to make sure that everyone understands, there's a wider audience, that a city council members, all, each one of us are voluntary. We get $600 stipend every month, and frankly, I spend that money to give someone to just manage my schedule for the city affairs. So, but I understand the high salaries for the executives, and that's a legitimate concern. And I wish those decisions were not made 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, or 2 years ago. But I'm left holding the bag now. We cannot reverse those things, because contractually we are bound to respect that, unless city goes bankrupt or something, which I would never advocate for. So we can only change that in the future. We are looking at ways to reduce the cost of the personnel and executives, as well as the unfunded liabilities in the future. So we need to work on that, and I'm fully committed to do that, but I need time and opportunity to work on that. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, even the people that I talk to that are opposed to Measure A, when I ask them, well, what are you going to do, cut salaries? And the answer is no, you can't do that. But you can, from, you know, when you start hiring new people, start dropping the salaries, but that has a tendency to be a problem too. Now, have you all sat down and said, what are our top priorities here? And then there are going to be some that are going to be like a million less in parks that goes to something else.
So Wonderful question. That's a kind of a $10 million question, right? Not just a million, but $10 million question. And I've asked, you know, Councilwoman Janessa have been very open about her concerns with the budget, and I have asked that she be, that I wanted her to be a point person to come up with a concrete plan of what can be cut. I would like to see that. I would like the public to know that. What does she propose to cut? And what is public willing to give up? And that's a very good question. So how do we cut the expenses? Do we fire people? Do we lay off people? Do we go back and try to renegotiate the salaries or break our contracts? Or do we cut services? Or do we cut the investment in our roads? Somebody has to answer those questions. And I've asked her to be the point person to come up with a good plan. And I would like to see a concrete plan which is sustainable and finds the right balance between completely burning down our city versus overspending. I trust that we can find a right balance if all of us are willing to work together and sit down and make a plan which is sustainable, balanced, but also keeps in mind that we need to provide certain services in the city.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, who is Reading City Council. We're talking about how can we, you know, we need a sustainable plan for our budget in this city. And there has to be cuts. But where do you start? Where do you, and what do the citizens say? In the sense of, yeah, I can, you know, if you take $3 million out of parks, what's that look like then? But it keeps
the Little League City. I'm sorry, Little League Field of Dreams. Do you close the parks? Do you close Civic Auditorium? And it becomes a den of problems. I mean, I'll give you another example.
Well, wait a minute. Let's do that other example right after this break.
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to come back with other examples of how money can be saved. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul DeNuca, Reading City Council.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Now is a great time to prepare for the
upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, streaming around the world at KCNR1460.com. Tomorrow, Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick will join us at 8. But at 7 o'clock, we've got a special show. It's going to be Dr. Ron Reese and Randall Hempling, and we're going to discuss doctors. How do we get doctors here? How do we keep the ones we have that are here already?
Yes, we had this big conversation last night.
Yeah, so we're going to be discussing that at 7, and then Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick at 8. But our guest today is, you know, is close to home and is trying to get their arms around the budget problems that we're having, and that's Dr. Paul DeNuca, Reading City Councilman. Okay, when you were talking, when we left, there were some things that you were talking about that people have to make decisions on, Dr. DeNuca.
Well, I gave you a few examples. There's some tough choices.
Yeah.
None of these services I want to cut down, whether it's police or fire or roads or parks or civic center and support services. I do not want to cut down those services. But I do want to cut down things like more than $1 million we gave to an outside company to do a study on Riverfront Park, how to manage that. And what do they come up with? They come up with things like, oh, let's do housing there, which nobody wanted. Let's take out 44 west of I-5 and convert that into a local road rather than a highway. Those are the kind of ideas they came up with. And we spent more than $1 million on that as a city. This was approved not by us, but a previous council. Same thing is happening with the South City Park. South City Park City gave a lot of money to outside agency from New York to figure out what to do with the South City Park. When we have the local volunteers and talents willing to help come up with the designs, the programs, and support it completely, that I see as a complete waste of money. It will not happen on my watch in the future.
There's been some consternation about $670,000 given to Advance Reading to keep the Civic open, and then find out that $40,000 or $50,000 went into Proposition A. And that's, seen that. It seemed like it caused some consternation.
Yeah.
So when it came for the vote, I actually argued against giving that money. I do believe that Civic Center is a valuable asset to our community. We don't, you know, there are a lot of recent programs have happened which public has really loved. I want to keep it open. However, I had asked to not give them that money, but rather give a short-term lifeline and ask them to come back with a sustainable long-term plan. I also asked them to raise some money from private donors to keep it open, and city could perhaps match those things. However, I did not get enough support for my idea, and the rest of the council pass that resolution to give them the money. I do not think that's the right way to do it.
Okay.
Having said that, there are other things also which we need to do. I mean, for example, last evening there was a planning commission meeting about Peak Subdivision. There's a huge concern. There's a big concern there that do we have enough evacuation for fire emergencies like what happened in 2018. So there is a definitely legitimate concerns about that. One of the solutions for that would be to build a new bridge over Sacramento River over Buena Ventura, and that plan has been on the general plan for decades, but there's no money for it. So these are the kind of things which city needs, and we need to figure out how to do that. Those are legitimate questions. What I would ask and urge the public and everyone to consider is that, first of all, let me be very open about it. Yes, I do believe there were mistakes made in the previous years with the city budgets as well as some decision making. And I've asked that, okay, can we do an external audit for that? We have an annual financial audit, but I'm asking is, okay, could we have a decision making analysis that what was the root cause of making those decisions by the previous councils? We can do those things. However, I would urge the public not to let their decision making be affected by the mistakes of the past. We need to move on. We need to find the future directions. I'm absolutely committed to transparency, fairness, fiscally conservative approach, which is good for our long term and growing the economy. I hope public hears that, gives us an opportunity and a chance. But I can't do it alone. I need everyone's help in that. And I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to fight against any excessive raises or any waste of money. But I'm not going to need to have public some... We need to rebuild the trust. And we are going to be open. We are going to do it very transparently and completely stick to what we say. That is the culture I'm committed to change to.
Well, what about the other city council people? Because as we know, it takes three.
Well, you know, if you see that we are getting success there. Last meeting, we proposed to bring a financial oversight committee, which will be built of the local citizens. And I proposed that, and we had a unanimous agreement from the city council to follow up on that. And that they agreed to do that. Next meeting, we are asking to bring a scope and structure of it to vote for, so that we can vote on it and implement that. So that is a big step forward in rebuilding that trust.
Okay. We've only got a couple minutes left here, but when we talk about enhancing business here in town, what are some of the things the city can do?
So the most important thing for city to do for that is to build infrastructure and provide quality of life by making sure the law and order is good. We need to make sure that city is clean, roads are good, fire services are good, as well as petty crimes and property crimes are tackled and people are held accountable for. I'm a property owner. I suffer with that also. So build that and make it easier in the permitting and planning department. Those are the things the city need to do.
Okay. The permitting process, you know, this continues to raise its head. The changes in it that people can come in and have a one-time come in to get a permit, some of it online, is that happening?
So what I've asked is that local contractors and the developers, I would like them to sit together, come up with a plan, and I've asked several people by now that the local architects, contractors, engineers, developers, sit together, make a plan. How would you like to see the permitting process change? I would like to tap into their expertise and their passion for our city to come up with the suggestions that we can implement as a city council.
Okay. All right. We were here with Dr. Paul DeNuca.
Well, thank you for this City call Council. This morning.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. And lots of questions.
Just one thing tomorrow when you have the 7 o'clock meeting with Randall Hampling and Dr. Rain Henry's, can you ask Randall Hampling his plan to replace the doctors with AI? That was his plan last time I heard. I would ask that, hey, if AI can replace the doctors, why can't it replace the experts and pundits on the radio and television and the CEOs?
Oh, okay. And I hadn't heard that one, but I'll ask. Can AI replace doctors? That was one of the questions. You know, it's funny. We talked about that one also, that a lot of young college people that were getting going to go into the business finding out that those entry-level positions have been taken by AI. And that's scary.
But why should it happen only to entry-level people? Why doesn't it happen to the people on the top, a CEO level?
You know, possibly it could. I mean, okay. Yeah. Well, I can't wait till somebody clones my voice so I can just kind of sit back in my office or lay down and listen to me. Anyway, Dr. DeNuca, thank you so much for joining us this morning on short notice.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
You, of course. And I'm going to call you about the Marine Corps ball.
Yes.
Okay.
I will do that.
All right. Hey, tomorrow, Heather Hadwick, Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick, and then the conversation we're going to have at 7 o'clock, that how do we keep doctors that are here already in Reading? And we're talking about residents and much more tomorrow morning at 7. Have a great day, my friends, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.